We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All the highlights from our live reactions, that's what we're going to talk about today on Stealing Bananas. I'm Ben Gretsch. You can find me, find my newsletter at bengretsch.substack.com. With me, as always, is Sean Siegel. You can find all of his great work at RotoViz. And Sean, we did 13 hours of live streaming this weekend, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, over 4 hours each day. It actually pieced together pretty evenly. Just over 4 hours each day, it totaled almost 13. And on day three, there weren't as many impact players, but we had a lot of great guests on. We had a lot of fun. We did a full three-round super flex, tight end premium, rookie mock draft while the picks were still coming in. So certainly our opinions have changed, but it was our immediate first off-the-top mock draft where the two of us, as well as the great Colm Kelly from RotoViz Overtime and our producer here, and RotoViz writer Connor O'Driscoll were drafting with us, and we went through and had I really enjoyed that. Had an awesome time doing all 36 top picks for a rookie mock draft. So lots of highlights in day three. It was a really fun Saturday to close out our 13-hour marathon three-day stream.
It was. Some of those QBs finally came off the board. That was cool. We got some of our favorite running backs. Pierre Strong obviously goes as one of two picks to the New England Patriots. We get to see where Zamir White goes, where Isaiah Spiller goes. Then you and I were pretty fired up about Romeo being selected by the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you gave some really great information on him. That looks very exciting. And we got to talk about him, and you can see where he fell in our rookie draft as we sort of debated how high he should climb. Somebody who has a really strong production profile, as you detailed on the show, and now in a really great landing spot as well. Green Bay definitely has that opportunity for somebody to come in and, you know, try to take some of the Devontae Adams role. Obviously, they also took Christian Watson in this draft. The other guy we were really excited about, even though he fell, but our favorite quarterback in this class landed in a spot where we had some hot takes that from you. I think your take was that he'd beat out Carson Wentz this year and be fine, even though he was the first pick of the fifth round. Didn't quite get the draft capital we were hoping for by a long shot, but a good spot for him to potentially be the best quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, Sam did not even go in the big five. He falls behind Bailey Zappi for the New England Patriots. They're trying to get their next Tom Brady. But I did make some fairly bold predictions about how it was interesting because, Ben, I took these bold predictions. Then I go to our RotoViz Rankings Summit for the rookie guide that evening. And I actually had to be kind of the wet blanket on Hal because the group was still very enthusiastic about him, probably for the same reasons I was. I did find that maybe I was more excited about Romeo than the rest of the group. So now I'm thinking that you and I may be able to get him in our drafts, which obviously would be fun. We also have Khalil Shakir coming off to the Buffalo Bills, and Buffalo was a team that was considered to be a little bit of a dark horse in the wide receiver sort of early round festivities as they try and keep pace with the Bengals and the Chiefs in this AFC arms race. I'm excited for that pick. And that also did happen while we were recording. As you mentioned, we have the mock. We have some other fireworks. Ty Chandler goes off to the Minnesota Vikings. And once we put his information into the BSS, the box score scout, and get the Sims, there's some kind of cool stuff there, even though he obviously goes late. I like that one. Let's jump into these highlights.
We streamed the entire NFL draft, and we're about to show you a compilation of all the best bits right now. This clip is brought to you by RotoViz Overtime and Stealing Bananas, two of the podcasts on the RotoViz Podcast Network. All the ways to listen to subscribe to those shows is in the description right below. You're not going to want to miss those shows with multiple episodes coming every week covering all things fantasy football. With that said, let's get to the compilation.
Now, got a comment here asking about how the morning was. I got a little drunk last night, but today's actually my anniversary. The wife and I went out. We went and played putt-putt today. Got a little air. Got a nice lunch while the kids were in school. I feel great right now, I got to tell you. Breece Hall to the Jets? Probably not your favorite landing spot for Breece Hall, huh, Sean?
It's not, because my point, I think they're going to throw very effectively.
This isn't a real – are you kidding, Bullock? Somebody tell me he's kidding. He's saying it's Kenneth Walker at 41. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's actually Kenneth Walker to Seattle. Sean, this was a great show. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun. I'll see you guys next week.
Ben wants you to subscribe to the channel before he leaves.
Sean, I told you I'd stay sober for this stream. We're 9 picks in, and I'm going to need a beer. They are confirming it. The Seahawks just took Kenneth Walker. We have been joking. This is insane. This is like you.
So you don't want to just go right into the idea of talking about what Kenneth Walker's effect on Rashad Penny is?
You can. You're welcome to. This is too much. They took the edge rusher and the running back that we said that they would as a fucking joke. I don't know how much we want to swear on this RotoViz stream. That's the only reason I haven't sworn yet. Wow. They literally did the bit. Sean, yes. What does this mean for Kenneth Walker at Dynasty Ranks? I'm seeing Chiefs go Sky Moore.
Boom.
Sky to the Chiefs.
All right, Ben, hold down the fort. I'll be back.
We got something coming up with Sean. That was the first good thing that has happened in this second round. And now we have Sky Moore to the Chiefs. Sean has stepped away. And he's come back with his Chiefs hat on. Sean, what are your thoughts?
Where's Pete? I mean, this was the perfect spot for the clip, right? The perfect spot. All of those areas that the Chiefs were lacking last year, I think they're going to be more dominant at. And so the thing that I told you when they made this trade is that there were scenarios in which the offense would actually not just be better, but be significantly better next season.
They're definitely taking a DB. I mean, they're taking a safety. They're taking a safety. The Seahawks can still get Malik Willis in the third round. You said one of these guys might be Russell Wilson. What about the same team that took Russell Wilson in the third round?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Seahawks have been setting you up for this the whole time.
Seattle pass on QB again. Who did they take?
We're going to have to do some of the sound effects for Ben here in a second.
Who's Abraham Lucas? You guys got to at least tell me a position. I don't know who Abraham Lucas is. That's a made-up name. That's a freaking made-up name. Seattle's picking creative players. They're just trolling me. Honey, I need another beer. It's our anniversary. She'll love that. What is Seattle doing, Sean? What are they doing? Why are they not taking... Do they really think these picks are making them better and that Drew Lock is going to be... Like, what are they doing? Explain... Do any magic you can to try to explain what in the hell they are doing.
They did trade up and they took a linebacker because...
An inside linebacker?
Well, we got a couple newcomers onto the stream. Well, there goes Dricko, but he'll be back. Pat Crane joins us. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm melting down a little bit. I'm not going to lie. The Seahawks are driving me insane.
I mean, let's talk about the Chiefs. Let's talk about Sean's Chiefs. That's
I had to apologize for the highlight takes yesterday, Pat. What about that?
Oh, yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah. We started mentioning him immediately in the 106 range. Is that where you got him, or is that not optimistic enough?
I mean, I've got a 104 where it's already crossing my mind. I'll tell you what, when you're at the 103, I'm thinking about trading down. I'm going to 103 and the 104 looks like a pretty nice trade down spot. Really, I mean, anywhere in the early part of the draft looks like a trade down spot if you can get someone to bite. I'll probably sit tight and take Sky Moore at the 104 in some drafts. It's going to be very annoying, but the narrative in like 4 days is going to be like, listen, it was nice. We had a nice run with Penny, but he's dead now. And we need to get over that. Kenneth Walker's a stud. This is his backfield. I'm not saying I believe this, but I'm just saying Walker's going to go higher.
What did you think about
bumming you guys out?
I mean, I think that he'll emerge as a pass catching back, but now in Seattle,
in 2025,
it's going to be one of the worst spots to have that emergence, right? So now you got the double question, and that part of it isn't ideal. I've been telling Ben that you can't ever get sad about having a star go to your team.
From a real football sense, how insanely stupid / how hilarious Seattle committing to the bit is this?
Well, I have to defend Seattle a little bit because Willis is still on the board. Like, they could...
They just passed on him again for another tackle.
Oh, my. Okay. No. I tried to defend you, Seattle. I tried. I didn't know you had passed again.
The third round. They got back to the third round and had another shot.
I don't know. It's like old man shakes fist at cloud or whatever. Like, they're going out. They're going out the way they want to go out. Yeah, this is like a Clint Eastwood movie. This is like Gran Torino. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. This is Pete Carroll's Gran Torino moment. Yes. He's getting his Kenneth Walker. He's going in, and he's going to pull out his hand. Oh, it's not a gun. And then he gets shot, and he falls. This is spoilers for Gran Torino. He falls like this, very classic Jesus motif. Anyway, that's what Pete Carroll's imagining when he drafted Kenneth Walker. He's going out on top.
I mean, that is a beautiful analogy. I got to tweet it out right now.
So, Pat, on a much more enthusiastic /
your boy,
perhaps disappointing note at the same time for Albert O.
Not every fantasy relevant tight end, of course, is going to be in that mold. We see our Dalton Schultzes, our Dawson Knoxes, like those types of guys. But Dallas Goedert, Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce before he got old, you know, George Kittle, like those guys can actually, Darren Waller, obviously, they can stretch the seam. I think that's one of the key things to look for in a fantasy tight end. And a lot of these guys, you know, it's no fun for the most part to draft tight ends because they, like, even the Cole Kmets who hit, like, great, he's a starter. Please give me anyone else. And, like, also, I really hope that Russ Wilson has some say here. You know, I can't imagine he's down for, like, yeah, let's grind it out, Russ. Let's establish it. It's like, what? No.
What he wanted all those years happens again.
Was he going to come in there and just tell Javonte's like, I don't even care if you like win and Melvin Gordon gets no touches. It's going to all be audibles.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter we re-sign Melvin because neither of you is ever touching the ball.
The Titans just traded up and drafted Malik Willis.
The Titans did?
Yes. We got that in the chat here. And I saw that a trade up.
It does feel a little Jordan Lovey, where, you know, they're like, oh, we're setting ourselves up. In a couple years, we'll move on from this guy. It'll be 2 years, but then we'll probably move on from him. And then, like, after this year, they're like, listen, Ryan, We really don't want you to leave after the year. What can we do? We're so sorry. We took Malik. I am at some point this season going to get assigned a Seattle Seahawks NFL football game to watch and cover and blurb. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Drew Locke? They need to take Howell. They need to.
Ben, let me ask you this. Is this like your version of CEH over Jonathan Taylor? Or is it worse?
No, I mean, I think the best answer to that would have been the Russ trade. Like, I just think the way that they it's been more
right.
Death by a thousand cuts. So all of those things, and then not getting rid of Carroll and Schneider was a decision, and then the Russ trade, and now we're here, and it's just like, you know, can you make the best of a bad situation? Obviously, you can't. The CEH thing is like the only thing that the Chiefs did wrong over the last like 5 years. So he's just spoiled and doesn't, you know, understand what it's like.
Right. He doesn't have actual pain.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Jonathan Taylor highlights. Connor, do you have
a lot of Jonathan Taylor highlights? This was a great reply.
Do you just like, do you try to like put a little Photoshop Chiefs jersey on him as his runner?
Well, my dad watches all of these games, obviously. You know, huge Chiefs fans. He gets very upset anytime something doesn't go well, which in a football game, you know, happens. So it's just a very normal fan experience. Those things don't bother me at all. But when I'm watching the Colts games, I will occasionally, and he doesn't even have access to this because he's just watching the Chiefs game, but I will text him that Jonathan Taylor has just had another 70-yard touchdown run, and he's not on the Chiefs.
Jalen Tolbert to the Cowboys.
Oh, I got to jump off and do a video on that one.
Pat, you came back with the same shirt today for the videos.
I know. No, it's a different one. It's actually a long sleeve. It's light green or dark green, I guess. It's slightly off black.
That's very understated. People know that your priorities are in the right place.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's about function, you know. I don't got to be doing. I'm gonna be making mixed drinks and stuff with my cool button down.
All right, go do your Tolbert video. You got to do. Right. We'll see if you can make it back. We got a White to the Bucs. Is this Rashad White going to Tampa in the third? We have not had a running back in the third. He'd be coming off the board at RB. We wanted.
Well, he got drafted.
We wanted day two out of Rashad White.
Sean, you lied to me, man. Well, you just wanted this moment for me?
Yes,
you wanted this
exactly. Pure joy? Exactly. All right, I felt it, like if you. We projected him in round three, then we're screwed. But this is
perfect. You do.
Pat, you look like you're ready to go make some videos for maybe a less savory site.
Yeah, the MEC is not going to publish this one.
This is confirmed? I'm seeing the yes here.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
All I had was a drummer in the box writing White to Bucks ? I don't know if he was just kind of predicting it.
That would be the ultimate rogue pull.
It would. I'm going to be a little bit mad, drummer in the box.
Confirmed from Sam Sherman. We got Rashad White backing up Lenny. Yes, we get a fade Lenny again.
Let's fade Lenny.
Let's go.
Dump off Lenny. Yeah, let's send someone who's actually dynamic in the passing game. Oh, no. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle that.
Beautiful. Bucks made such good use of Geo. Why not draft another one? White's not Geo, though. He's a bigger Geo.
Yeah, he's a little bit better than Geo at this stage of his career. Young Geo, maybe. Maybe he's a young Geo.
Pat, what about the first play from scrimmage, though? He's out there. He runs this perfect screen pass, and Tom Brady intentionally spikes it at his feet. And then he goes back to the sideline. It's like, is that, are we done one play in?
When is he already in, like, this, don't already bring a guy in the doghouse?
You ran the wrong damn route.
I'm convinced. I'm going to go to my deathbed that Ronald Jones was running those routes to the right depth.
I have an incredibly high tolerance for drafting people that Tom Brady hates. So I'm not going to have any issues. Wading into
Blair's comments on that are, I love White. I just know the Bucks will ruin him, and you should know better, Pat, which is fantastic. I mean, we have done this with Rojo. I'm ready to get hurt again. I'm ready.
It was pretty profitable one of those seasons. It was the 2020 season was pretty good. So we'll get one of the four. We'll have a 25% hit rate on these seasons. the draft capital's the thing. Like, I was worried he was going to be a sixth round pick or something. This is a big deal.
This is huge. So Rashad White over James Cook. Rashad White over Kenneth Walker. Can we get there?
We can get there by taking Rashad White at like the 201 and like never taking Kenneth Walker at the 104. And we'll just have full exposure. Yes. And we don't have to do the hot take, but we'll just quietly have bags packed of one and not the other.
I love it. Not a lot evidence-based that would suggest that take is correct, but
what David are we getting? Bell to the Browns.
I was going to actually say that because that's a team that I had on the desperation list wide receiver-wise, and when you guys were talking Jarvis Landry, he's our Jarvis Landry comp.
He's the new Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, I feel like that's the most common comp I've heard from him, so that's really interesting.
Let's go Keenan Allen. Let's take it up a notch.
Yeah. So
the Browns have the new Keenan Allen.
Day two capital. He sneaks in here.
Yeah, he could play like a big slot role from early on, I would think. I mean, I guess it would be Cooper, DPJ, and him in three wide receiver sets. That's interesting.
The workout explorer has, when we talk about David Bell, not athletic enough to play in the NFL, but one of his top athletic comps is Anquan Boldin, who did play in the NFL and was pretty decent as a rookie. Sam, are you going to give Anquan Boldin 2022 is David Bell?
I'll leave that hot take for you, Sean. but yeah, why not?
The Seahawks will get a pick again. They're fourth. If they pass on Sam Howell at 404, tomorrow's stream, I'm going to start throwing stuff.
But Ben, I mean, your guys, they want the low ceiling veteran quarterback. I mean, they're set on Garoppolo or Mayfield, wouldn't you say?
I mean, there was a really interesting quote from John Schneider that said the head coach and the quarterback are the two most important people in the building, and basically said that fit has to be right. And so the impression that I got from that was Pete Carroll doesn't like the personalities of some of these quarterbacks, which is great. I mean, you got along with Russell Wilson so well that you drove him insane. Russell Wilson, the guy who's like a freaking robot, you still drove him to demand a trade and leave. And now apparently the only guys in the league you get along with are Drew Locke and Geno Smith. Like, Geno Smith got punched. Drew Locke is notably a little bit weird. You know, he was like rapping on the sideline. I mean, how is Drew Locke and Geno Smith the guys that Pete Carroll really jives with? Are they just crazy enough? What is going on? Like, why does the quarterback need to get along with Pete Carroll so much? And why is Drew Locke and Geno Smith the only ones that apparently seem to? It was already comical, but we are beyond the pale at this point that they got these extra picks from the Russell Wilson trade and didn't. Again, we don't think these quarterbacks are surefire future Pro Bowlers are very good. Seattle doesn't have the answer at quarterback on their roster. They just got another chance at a very low cost opportunity to find out, to just bring him into training camp, see him in the preseason, definitely play him during the season, because you're going to find out pretty quick that Drew Lock sucks. There, in my mind, there is zero justification for not taking the opportunity because of the potential payoff. It's the probabilistic thinking. You don't know better than you. Like, Seattle's proven for many, many years, they do not know better than anyone else in terms of prospects. They love to overdraft guys. They bust. They're not, you know, evil geniuses. A lot of people in Seattle tell themselves, it's easy to tell yourself the team knows something you don't. We have a ton of evidence that they do not know anything at all. They're just drawing straws.
I agree, Ben. Like, we talked about these quarterbacks being potentially back end of the first round or first round picks, and then the second round goes by, third round goes by. There's absolutely no real cost associated in the fourth round. But we're getting some comments in as well that you sound pissed off with the Seahawks. And the second one that came true was that maybe you forgot that they have Drew Lock, which did get a laugh out of me. But we are going to brighten up your day, Ben. We have Michael Dubner coming on right now, and just before Michael comes on, and anyone who's watching, do hit that like button and hit the subscribe button. We would really appreciate that. But let's get Mr. Dubner on the stream here. How are we doing today, Michael?
Well, I'm not so sure I'm going to be brightening up Ben's day because I'm the constant reminder that AJ Brown is now the Eagle.
Will I kick him out, Ben? Will I put him off the stream?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had, you know, we always say it's the craziest offseason yet, and I feel like this truly has been. And now that we've had the draft, that's only really just magnified how crazy it's been. It's been a lot to digest now over the past 2 or 3 days.
I'm with you, Bullock. Let's go get some whiskey.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Pumped to be here. Colm, I got to start off here by saying, first of all, the background that you have set up in your you know, studio there is fantastic, but the beard might even be better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Look at that. Look at that glorious beard.
Well, see, you're making me blush now, Dave. You're making me blush. Yeah. We'll move on to the draft again.
Okay.
We've been touting the beard as a reason for people to check out the YouTube channel and subscribe, right? So if Absolutely. You haven't subscribed for Colm's beard yet, then I mean, you're missing an opportunity here.
For sure. I had been dreading my boy Garrett Wilson going to the Jets. That comes to fruition. I see in some polls, people actually thinking that this keeps, well, for me, would have kept him in that number one spot, but more people feeling like this actually kind of moves him out. So I think to me, I end up with him firmly behind London and Burks. And I think that there's a fair amount of separation. I do have him in that group with Olave and Williams. But for me, that's going to be one of the bigger movements just because of how much I liked Wilson. And I'm just not sure that though the Jets are trying to make strides, improve that offense, that Zach Wilson's really going to be the quarterback that's going to allow him to come out of the gate and be the star that I think he could be. I'm still expecting him to be a usable fantasy player, but I was just disappointed by that. So 97th percentile in total yards per game, 97th percentile in total touchdowns per game, 96th percentile in average yards per attempt per game, putting him in, when I blend those three together, 97th percentile among quarterbacks. As I said last year, this puts him in that, like, would have put him in that Trevor Lawrence range, Justin Fields range. This doesn't make any sense. There has to be something. He has to have had like really poor interviews. He's got to be a bit of a douche or something like that. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
That seems to be Pete Carroll's type.
Yeah.
People were raving about him during the process, though. Yeah,
Pierre Strong has landed with the New England Patriots. Now we have Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and Pierre Strong.
Yeah. That's in the comments.
I keep thinking that they might throw more with Mac Jones in year two, but Belichick's got three really good running backs now.
Well, I had chatted a little bit with Zach about if he wanted to come on today, and he said he would love to, but he's out on the boat with family. And I mean, this draft is going extremely well overall, but for that specific team that Zach and I just drafted, where our late round running backs are the San Francisco backups and Pierre Strong, being out on the boat probably is the right choice there. Man, I
speechless.
Can't the Patriots leave us alone?
You did not want Pierre Strong on New England, is what I'm getting out of this.
It's kind of amusing to me because we are into this group where they're checking zero boxes now in Blair's random forest exercise. But at the same time,
you said there's like 12, 14 boxes to check, and they're checking none of those. That's not a three-box scenario. We're talking there's a dozen boxes for them to check, and they haven't checked any of them.
So we are down to zero. But
Sean, you said they've executed well. I just want you to know I'm happy for you. I'm very happy for you. And Kansas City has executed this draft well. Things are going swimmingly.
I did get a number of DMs today. People like really enjoyed you mentioning some of the historical comparisons to Kenneth Walker to see if it would cheer Ben up during that portion of the show when you were talking about Jamal Charles and the greats of the game.
I mean, they picked Kenneth Walker and all these linemen. We're getting ready for the 2,000 yard season in 2024.
Air raid tackles. Guys that drop back into pass blocking snaps on 80% of their college reps. The Seahawks are three picks away.
Countdown is. I just hope. I hope it happens. But I've given up hope at this time. You can get him as a. Why draft him if you can get him as a free agent? You know.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm still looking to project low end QB1 upside in 2022.
No, we're looking right now at Sam Howell QB1 next year because he's not going to be in the NFL. He's going to be in some lower level league. that's what the situation is looking like right now.
Let me get Ben back onto his USFL that he was so disappointed by.
Yeah.
Okay, man, if I could get Sam Howell in the USFL, I'm back.
Oh, Pro Football Talk 2 minutes ago has the Seahawks QB competition is underway, and Pete Carroll says Geno Smith is in the lead.
That's what I've been saying. You can't stop.
They're practicing right now while they're passing on Sam Howell. They're getting the competition going. They got to run wind sprints. Geno Smith has won the first rep. They're working on their run blocking after they hand off. How can they get out in front of those running backs? And
I think we might have bad news to break to you if it is true.
All right, let's hear this news.
Howell to Washington. I don't know
if it's true or not, but I'm still waiting to confirm it. But
I'll say a couple things. One, Seattle presumably traded out already knowing that pick. Sometimes we get the picks in a little bit later, so I don't even know why I'm saying that. They should have taken him in the fourth round. Two, I like Howell specifically as well. Carson Wentz sucks, and so Sam Howell might get an opportunity to play this year. We might get Sam Howell, you know, Taylor Heineke here at the top of the – oh, and now Algier goes to the Falcons. There's your big back alongside Cordarrelle Patterson. That could actually be
– yeah, that's a nice
– a saving grace for him at this point.
A nice 1-2 punch there. The chat has been all over Shakir to the Bills. This is a pretty fun pick. The Bills sort of burnishing their credentials as a team that are doing things right. Shakir, the third guy after Romeo and Sky, right? The third small school guy to really pop in Travis May's API. Here's somebody who, you know, performed well. You know, he's got that 4.43 40 at 6'196". So he's not a big guy, but he has NFL athleticism. And then he's somebody we talked about yesterday, how Sky Moore, one of the only small school guys to declare early and be drafted where he was. Shakir might have had that chance if it weren't for the pandemic going right at the spot that it did. You know, we got a 4.640 from him. That couldn't have helped. I'm sure there were folks, when you look at his sort of runaway rumble type of runs that are fun plays at all football levels, but you know, you get a little bit of that John Riggins almost element to it. We had to throw that in there because
the Lynn Swan
stuff on day one was so fun for Davis.
John Riggins is the new comp. I love it. Who is Snoop Connor from Josh? We just found out he's the guy that has all those really bad metrics that Sean said. But I was with you. I have no idea who Snoop Connor is either. This took me a minute, but this is maybe one of the funniest comments I've seen. The Texans are simply having one of the best drafts in the NFL right now. They drafted what seems to be at least 6 day one starters. It's true. When you have a roster that
doesn't mean they're good.
Any pick is a day one starter.
I see it also come in from the Laramie Tunsil fan page. So
yeah, could be even though the bad running back pick and the bad receiver pick are day one starters on that roster.
Shortly, we've been on for 4 more hours here. I don't want Ben to think that he is not just in severance, but in sort of the real version where they're doing some fairly unkind things to these folks when they are in their work consciousnesses. We don't want to get to that point with Ben. We were hoping to stay on until Justin Ross was picked, but at some point we may have to call it. But
I'm still willing to see what plays out. What do we get?
Sean! Tyler Beatty to the Ravens.
Perfect.
The J.K. Dobbins. Now it's Tyler Beatty in there. I kind of like that.
We can have both guys. Both guys.
Now
they're going to take your pick. They're going to run a lot.
Take Tyler Beatty in the third round of our rookie draft. Can we do a new one?
What pick are you swapping out here?
Any of them? Jelani Woods?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, Ben, that'll do it for our highlight package. As we mentioned, we're not 100% sure how Colm is going to cut it together. We know he'll do a fantastic job, as he always does. We don't know what the time is going to be. If you've gotten to the end here and you're still excited, as opposed to be like, man, I thought those guys were never going to stop. If you're still excited, there are 4 hours worth on YouTube. You can go over there. If you hit the subscribe, hit the like button. Even if you don't actually listen, you know, that kind of thing does help us. But now that you've had 12 hours of RotoViz stream, I've had the pleasure to do this with Ben. One of the best moments of this whole weekend for me was when Ben texted me immediately afterward and said that it was a blast. And that just lifted me up, because I couldn't agree more. I had just an absolutely great time to do this with a friend, to cover these 3 days. It just was a wonderful experience. And I'm hoping it's been a great experience for you as the listener as well. If you've listened to Ben for these 3 days and you have not already subscribed to Stealing Signals, then I know that's your next stop, because you couldn't have spent these 3 days with him and not thought to yourself, you know, I got to get this newsletter. It's fantastic. And Ben brings just such a cool voice to the writing of it. You're going to want to get over there, check that out, subscribe. It doesn't cost you enough to even make it worth the decision, right? It's like less than a trip to Chipotle every month. So go over, do that. If you want to join us at RotoViz, we definitely would love to have you. You can use the coupon code RBRadio2022 at checkout. You'll get 10% off. Then we did just release the rookie guide. We're very excited about that. Volume 3 is just sort of a wrap-up, right? It gives you multiple mock drafts, super flex and regular. It gives you our rankings. You can kind of make, you can use that and see how we've moved throughout the process to inform how you want to attack your drafts this week. Ben, you and I have a RotoViz Triflex rookie draft coming up over at the FFPC this weekend. Any initial thoughts there?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think there was a lot of movement. Some of the initial rookie draft stuff that I have seen has been kind of all over the place. We didn't get, you know, any stability with the quarterbacks. Not all of even, you know, the landing spots for the first round players, the wide receivers up top, were, you know, clear cut, and the rankings weren't necessarily a clear cut beforehand. The top two running backs both land in committees, with obviously Breece Hall, I mean, being just an absolute star, but landing with another talented running back, Michael Carter with him, and then Kenneth Walker landing with another talented running back and Rashad Penny with him, and maybe not in good offenses necessarily. So not ideal really fits that you're looking for. Obviously, we would prefer that they land in a great offense and they get out the whole backfield to themselves. A lot of question marks with a lot of these landing spots and where things are going to play out. Some of the guys who didn't get draft capital still got some interesting landing spots, so they might still be interesting. There's a lot of ways to play it. I love that we have a lot of picks, because I think it's going to be one of those years where probably there will be some misses, and we'll probably make some as well. But I'm really excited that we have a lot of stockpiled options, because there will probably also be some hits into the second round. It's going to be a pretty deep rookie draft, I think.
Yeah, and one of the things Ben meant to say there is that the 103 and the 104 look so valuable that you're going to want to come trade in just to move up a couple of slots. Give us
if you're in our league.
Right, if you're in our league. a 2023 first plus to do that. No, it does look pretty fun. I mean, there are some areas where it's weak. I think it'll be interesting to see. And one of the things I like about kind of what we have, where we have a lot of second round picks, is if the quarterbacks are going early, we can kind of take that and still be able to hit those other guys late. But if they're going late, then we can just use those extra picks to pick the quarterbacks, and it won't have cost us that much. And so this was a weird and kind of disappointing weekend with the quarterbacks. At the same time, if you created flexibility for yourself in your drafts, there's still a lot you can do to benefit from this. So the first thing you have to do after you kind of, you know, make your peace with what did happen is, you know, now how do I make this work for me in Dynasty? That part's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to do that in best ball as well. FFPC, new tournaments out. You and I are going to be doing that. Underdog, the big massive tournament out. You and I are going to be doing that, drafting a lot of teams there. Hoping to take our shot to be in the top, you know, why not say top 10 of both? It never hurts to shoot for the stars, right? So do that.
Let's do it.
Join us over there at Underdog. Use the coupon code RotoViz. Get a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Obviously, that'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our feed. If you do that, you get these shows when they come out. So like when we do extra ones this week, it's perfect for you. Leave us a rating and review. We're excited to get and look at the results of the contest for that, but you guys have just been so good to us with that. You were so good to us with this feed. We appreciate everything you've done. We'll talk to you guys again soon.